Session 4, which is Emerging Web-Based Technologies for Viewing and Sharing Genealogical Data. And we have two presentations here. The first one will be given by Jo Mertel from the Family History and Church. The church. And the second presentation will be given by Gary Hoffman. And so we'll start by getting a presentation by Jo Mertel on a highly interactive pedigree viewer, which is, as far as I understand, some derivative work on what's been done here at BYU. So.
I'm Jo Mertel. As mentioned, I work with the Family and Church History Department for the LDS Church. Most of my team's attending here. I wanted to make sure they got introduced. Dan Lawyer, I think Jason Butterfield, somewhere around here. Come on, guys, stand up. Grant Skousen and Judy Rice. They're very instrumental in making this whole product come together. Our team is tasked with providing family history users with innovative and rich user experiences. So we ended up developing this pedigree viewer that we're going to be talking about during this session. I have a little story to tell you. My son, Ray, is serving an LDS mission in Maine. And as he was tracting there, he ended up tracting into some strangers, and they noticed his name, Elder Ray Mertel, and they go, sounds interesting. Are you related to anyone around here? And it turns out they were. They're, I guess, my third aunts or something like that. But what was interesting is the way they communicated to establish this relationship was through a pedigree. And they drew up this little diagram to show him and them, a great descendancy view. And we find it very interesting that pedigrees are, part of that way of establishing relationships and showing how people are related together. So based on that, the pedigree viewer is actually part of a much larger project, and it's simply just a component, but it's a very important component. It helps us establish who we are, or the ability to see relationships between people. So the pedigree viewer is used for navigating through the pedigree and relationships, and it also serves as a basis to extend our pedigrees, whether it be adding more individuals or adding more information about individuals. I think we're most familiar with the standard, two-dimensional block diagram of a pedigree with generations going in stacks, showing either father or mother or children in the case of a descendant view. We're also familiar that paper is a very popular medium, and I still think paper is king. Everybody likes to get things down into paper, for large pedigrees, you need large charts, and I think we've seen some examples out here by some of the vendors of ways to show pedigrees. However, there's some shortcomings that you have to overcome. For one thing, we all don't have nice big chart printers at home or in our family history centers, so we have to send out for large charts, and wow, they're great for family reunions and things like that, but as we change those, we have to get them reprinted. Also, the computer isn't exactly the best medium either. Though it is interactive, we're very much limited by that, little 15-inch viewport on our laptops, or if we're lucky, a 17, 19, or 20-inch screen. And what it feels like is we end up looking at our pedigree through a straw. We see 3, 4, if we're lucky, 5 generations at a time. And as you get down into the 10th, 15th generation, you say, so how does this relate to the person up at the front end? I don't know. I have to scroll back and forth. Am I looking at the right individual? So I may see the names there, but I need to be able to dive into the detail. But as most importantly, see the relationship of how the person I'm looking at there differs from someone else in the tree. So there's a number of problems with the current pedigree viewers and standard applications that we have today. Each subsequent generation that we add ends up adding more and more distance between say, the father and mother. In this case, the father is way up here, the mother's down here. Imagine this with 10 generations. The father and mother are going to be feet apart on a chart. So that really drove the main requirements for the pedigree viewer. That is that we had to basically provide a wider perspective into the width and breadth of those relationships. I want to be able to see individual detail. I want to see dead ends or holes in my tree. There are multiple pedigree views, whether it's ancestor or descendant view. Also, when you look at descendants, you have to deal with multiple spouses and seeing the children of those different families. And finally, I want to see my own GEDCOM. So the method that we came up with is fairly straightforward. So imagine each generation as a stack. And then what you do is just loosen the confines of that stack. Let that relax and compress those individuals down and take up less room. Well, that's good, but if I'm looking at an individual down towards the bottom of the tree, I really don't get to see how they line up with other people. So you need to add the ability to let that tree float around and those stacks align vertically. So basically, the Family Search Lab site, you'll kind of see this. Hopefully, I'll have time to show just a real short demo. We let that tree relax, and here's a 7-generation chart. And I can see those relationships. I have, and we've done actually one more level of compressing here. Each of the bubbles represents a pair, a husband and wife. I can see dead ends in the tree, designated by, you know, the dark endpoints at the end of the bubbles. Focus, highlight, and realign that tree. And I can also see that in a descendant view as well. So what ends up happening is, here's a 30,000-foot view of someone's GEDCOM. This is 2,000 individuals, 45 generations. And, you know, most people have never seen their full pedigree yet. This tool allows them to do that, you know, in a web-enabled type of way. It's also kind of interesting to know, you notice the two big bubbles, and I'm not sure exactly how this came to be, but probably what happened was when this pedigree was being worked on, it kind of dead-ended here, and then via some line royalty line opened it back up to a whole nother pool of genealogy data. Not something you necessarily see in a traditional pedigree viewer. So this allows us to do that. There are other requirements for a tool to be really useful for people. One is we really have a wide experience level for our audience. There are those who are very computer savvy, like a lot of those people attending here today. And there are those who may not have been grown up with computers, and we wanted our product to be accessible and usable by a wide demographic. Furthermore, we wanted to make sure that this was available on a number of platforms, whether it be Windows, Mac, Linux, and in multiple browsers, whether it be Firefox, IE, or Safari. So we wanted to have a rich user experience, and the rich UI comes about from having interaction with the product. So hopefully, for first-time users, they'd have helps that could help them. If they didn't have their own personal GEDCOM, they just happened to stumble across the site, we have samples out there. So you can at least get an experience for it and say, oh, man, I need to put together my GEDCOM and see what it looks like in this product. There are a number of different products out there that show some of the Web 2.0 type characteristics that we see much of the web moving towards. The ability to also maintain context. As a user is moving through their pedigree and doing different actions, that those transitions are smooth and that they don't get lost in interactions. Here's a couple examples of, I believe this is a Yahoo stock thing. In the old days, you'd have to hit refresh to show the whole screen again. Now with Web